This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kenan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Lemalo mehen. The Mishnah uses the same lashon. More chomer from the obvious that we had in the previous Mishnah, where we had Nevela and Mechata Sheish Megdei Azor. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that they metama not only b'mago, but they metama b'mago b'matzo. And we also had that Tumas Maso has a chomer that the person that becomes Tomei al Yedei Nesias Nevela is mitame begodim she'olov or begodim that he's in contact with. An extra level of chiddush that the person transmits tuma to the next thing, even though normally a beged could only become a rishon l'tuma. Over here, it's mekabel tuma, secondary tuma, through the Adam from the Nevela. That's all nichnas into the chiddush. And over here we have more. What's the more? Bayol nido. A Bayol Nido is a special Gzeres HaKosov, a unique Gzeres HaKosov, that a Bayol Nido, who's Oivan Chavi Krisus Rachman Olitzlan, when we say Nido, by the way, we're talking about Bayol Nido and Bayol Zova. Both of them, the Pasuk says, Utihin Nidosa Olov V'Tomei Shivas Yom, a unique Kiddush that they're not only in contact with Toma, they become that thing itself. The Bayol Nida, some of the rationale behind the Gzeres HaKosov is, that's Nasa Kigufoy, and Mameli has a din like the Nida herself. If she's Tamei Shivas Yom, and only then she can be Mitar, also unique. We don't find Tumas lasting Shivas Yom, except for Tumas Meis, Tumas Mitzayro, Tumas Yerledes. Over here we have Tumas Shivas Yom, but it's Midin because he is like the she, he's a Nida. We'll see, however, that there are Chalukim. They're not exactly the same, which makes it a little bit more challenging. So let's try to be magdir. The Bayol Nido is certainly mitame b'maga. Whether the Bayol Nido is mitame b'masa is not so clear. Some taina, this is the shita of the Rash, of the Rosh, the Tesis Yomte brings, that the Torah was never mechadash tumas masa except by the cases that we had in Mishnah Beis, not by this case. They have a unique form of tumah. So there really is a kula, but the Mishnah is going to call it chomer because there's a special level of chumrah. That means when the Mishnah says lamala mehen, it's not so clear if lamala mehen means everything that we had in Mishnah Beis and plus another level of tumah, of transmission of tumah, or it means al kaponim there's a chomer legabe a certain aspect that's nischadish in this din that isn't there the din before, but it could be this is a different kal. In any case, that's machlokes ushainim. What's nischadish over here by a Bayol Nido, we have to put Bayol Nido in the family of not Dvar Mesim Shemitamim, of which we'll call a Nevela, Sheretz, that type of thing. We'll put Bayol Nido conceptually, we discussed this in the Hagdama, together with other Tumas Hayotzi Migufoy, a Bayol Nido, together with a Nido, of course, together with a Zov, and a Zova, and a Balkeri. That's one family, one oifin of Dova Hamatami, one source of Toma. There's going to be Chilukim between them. So let's concentrate on the Bayol Nido. Has a new type of Toma that the Torah says, Shumitami Mishkov Tachton Ke'olyoi. The Torah in the din of a Bayol Nido says, V'mshochav Yishkav Ishoi So Tehini Dosa Olov Shivas Yom. That's what we learn at the din, that he's Tomei Shivas Yom. Then the Torah is Moisiv, V'chol HaMishkav Ashke Yishuv Olov Yitmo. Any dover ha'imid l'mishkav, and Chazal also have mishkav and moishav, anything that's miyud l'yeshiva, and he sits on it. Miyud l'shchiva, and he lies on it. Miyud l'rechiva, and he's roichav alav. These three types of oifanim are another oifan of transmission of tumo in tumois hayotzim migufoy. They're given a name by Chazal, we'll see this name over and over again, Tumas Medris. Now what Tachtoin means is let's say the Bayol Nido is sitting on a bed. It's not only the blanket that he's sitting on, that of course becomes Tomei Tumas Maga, but even if it's a bunch of levels, a bunch of layers, that which is three or four layers below also becomes Tomei. The Mishnah calls it Tomei Ke'elyoin. Ke'elyoin doesn't mean like the top blanket, which of course becomes tummy. Elyoin over here refers to something else that's shogah b'fi chazal. It's called Elyoin shel Zov. It's halacha again. Zov is part of the same family of types of tumis. There's a halacha called Elyoin shel Zov, which means like this. A nevela, we had touching, we had maso, which means that the dover had tome, the source of the tumah, the nevela, is being moved or held, carried by the person, and with that he becomes tome. Here we have the person who's tome, holding on to, not holding on to, there are blankets lying on him or mattresses lying on him. So there he does, he's not mitame, right? It's not the blanket on top that's being mitame him. He's being mitame the blanket. He can't be mitame the blanket that's on him. That's not tumas masa. So there we need a new chiddush tuma called al yoynei shozov. Except that al yoynei shozov is not just another way like mishkov of coming into contact with a zov or any of the other above mentioned tumeim. Mishkav becomes an avatuma, where we see the mishkav as an extension of the person, and the bed that the tomei, that the zov, the nida, and so on, lie on, sit on, ride on, become an avatuma to transmit tumah vayter. El yoynei shel zov only becomes a rishon. So the pshat in the Mishnah is that the boil nida is metame mishkav. He has a din of tumah yotze migufa, like we said, he's kenida, he's tumah shivas yomim. But he's not on the same level, even though he has the same din of shivas yomim, he's not on the din of being an av hatuma, his mishkav. His mishkav is tumah only like a rishon, and that's why it's compared to elyon, which we'll see later on that elyon shizov is only a rishon l'tumah. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. So it's a madrega of tumas mishkav, moishav, tumas medris, but it's only kirishon. Lamala mehen, the Mishnah goes up a step now. Zoivoy shel zov. These are the mashkin ayoytze migufoy shel somebody who's tumay yoytze migufoy. The zoivoy shel zov, the liquid that flows out of the body of the zov. Virukoy, his spit, even though that's not the dova ametame, but it has a din choymer. It's not just that it came into contact with him, but it has din of him. The shichva zaroi umeme raglov. These are all liquids that are yoytzim imenu. V'dam hanido. All of them are ovis hatumah. Shehen mitamen b'mago u'b'maso. So these four things that are called mayonois shel zov. And the difference between, by the way, between a zov and a shichva zera, is zoiv is something that flows migufoy derech choyli. Shichva zara is the regular function of the human body. Meme raglov is the regular function of the human body. Dam hanida is also mayono shel dam nido, like a zov, like a zovo. Now the chiddush that the mitame b'mago masa, the dova mitame b'lechor, that's not worse than what we had in Mishnah Beis, where a piece of nevela or mechato sheyesh bem kidei hazoy is also mitame b'mago masa, except that the mufashim explain that over there the maga and the masa are not the same. Maga is metama directly, but maga only makes a rishon l'tuma. So if a piece of nevela touches a person, it could turn him into a rishon l'tuma. He cannot then be metame oichel if he touches afterwards. Masa's while he's carrying is anything that he's in contact with b'shas maisa becomes an avatuma. That choymer where it could transmit to something else. The status of an avatum is true only by masa, not by mago. Masha enkein, by these things that are chomer, the din is that magom kimaso. What's questionable is this lamalo mehen, luumas boil nido, or is it only luumas mishneh beis, which is talking about nevela? The way we just said it, it's yoiser chomer from nevela in the fact that magom is shovel maso. Whether we'll say that by boil nida will depend what we pointed out before. That's a machlokes rishonim if boil nida has tumas maso. If boil nida has tumas naso, like tumas mago, so then it'll also be maso kemago. The Mishnah goes weiter. Lamala mehen, another madrego, yosu chomer. Merkav, we pointed out before, mishkav, moishav, merkav, are three ifanim of tumas medris. Or anything that's miyud l'rechiva yeshiva or shchiva have a special relationship of transmitting tumah, of being mekabel tumah rather, from what we call zov, the lashon of Chazal many places, zov v'chaverov, which means all the tumah is hayoyitz megufa zov, zova nida yeledes. I'll just point out that the merkav is not so posh, it's a dov miyud l'rechiva, But lechayr, it's also miyud li yeshiva. If you write on it, you also sit on it. So why would we say that Moshe and Merkav are two different things? So there's the different parts of the saddle. There's the part that he's sitting on. There's the part of the same thing which he's not actually sitting on. Would it be nitma? Would it not be nitma? Is it two shemos? That's a big discussion in Rishonim. We'll see more about that in other places. The chiddush over here, which is lamalo, is that he's not only mitame, the zov v'chaveriv is not only mitame with merkav for the saddle itself, for the seat, but the saddle is mitame even if the person who's sitting on it, the tohor, is not sitting mamish on it, then for sure you'd be tame. It's mitame even if he's sitting on top of a heavy rock. The rab brings the makor that even misoma means a very heavy, large rock. And which means that there's absolutely no weight bearing on the saddle that's underneath this rock. Rav brings a pasuk from Daniel, which is the makor of using this Evan Misoma for this type of thing. And this Evan Misoma is a bazundere chiddush that even though it's not mago masa at all, and the lechert not merkav at all, because he's not really sitting on the merkav, the halacha is that the merkav that's sitting under the rock transmits tumma through the Evan to the person sitting on and on top. L'malam in America, Yosef Choma from this, is Tumas Mishkav, is something that's Miyud L'shchiva. So again, Zov V'chaverev, all the people that are Tumas HaYotze Migufom, Sheshova Magoy L'masoy. So this really is something that we had before, when we said by Mayonis HaZov, Shein Mitam B'magoy L'masoy, which meant that both of them are Mitame with the intensity to be Mitame Begodin. That's what it means over here. So really, this is not a milah that we haven't had before. It's only lafuke la milah min amerkav that merkav with this Evan misama is not mitame letame begodim. It's mekabel tuma, but it's not mitame that it becomes a mekor tuma that the tuma goes vital letame begodim. You're back to just the regular kabbalah satuma and it doesn't go over to begodim. What's interesting is that before by Meonis Hazov, this is called Shehen Mitamin B'mago B'maso, which meant that word. And over here, the Mishnah L'chor is more meduik, which says Sheshove Magoy L'masoy, is that both of them are Shove, that both of them are Mitamin L'tamin, they're both with the same intensity to be Mitamin B'god. L'chor, that's the better way to say it. I don't know why there's a chilek between the wording of the two Mishnais. Now L'chor, what this sounds like is that even though Lamalo Men Amerkav, or rather before, Lamalo Men Merkav, is that Merkav is more Chomer, but we said that Merkav has a Kula that not Shovin Magoyu Masoy. So this is another Raya to the point that we made before, that this is not, this Lamalo, Lamalo, Lamalo is not perfectly symmetrical. Lamalo Men Merkav has one Tzad Kula over Mayonis Hazov, even though it's listed as Lamayla Mehen. It has the Choymer of Medris that's Metameh Tachas Evin Misama. But it has a Kula that's not Shovoy Magoyu Masoy. And then Lamayla Mehen America, we go back to that Choymer that Mishkov has Sheshovoy Magoyu Masoy. So this is just another ride to that Yisoy. There is another point, the Rash over here has an Arichus to another point that Merkav has a Tzad Chumra, and that is that we had before by Masa, by the basic Masa of Nevela, which is where we started this going Lamala Lamala, is that the Tumas Masa has to be, according to some Rishonim, it has to move it. Masa is not just enough that it's on it, it has to be Hesed, it has to move it, or he has to be carrying it. Over here, the Evan HaMasam is certainly not moving it, and it's certainly not on top of it. It's just sitting on it. So that's clear that the Masa of Evan Misama has more Chom. It's not just the fact that there's an Evan Misama in the middle. It's the fact that it's a Tumas Masa that doesn't need any type of Hazozo, any type of Hesed. So that's a Choymer. But again, the fact that it has a Choymer over this doesn't mean that it can't be listed Lamal Lamal. The Mishnah is just making one point that Lamal Min this, it has an extra mile, doesn't mean that it doesn't have a tzad kula. The last part of the Mishnah, l'mala min ha-mishkav, hazov. Higher than all these things is even the mayonis, ha-yotzim and hazov, is not the zov himself. Certainly not the mishkav, moishov, umerkav, is not the zov himself. Here's the zov himself, sha-zov oise mishkov, ve-in mishkov oise mishkov. which means that the Zov, that which he's lying on or sitting on, is a Mishkov, and it has an Av, it has the status of an Av Tumah Kamoisei. Vein Mishkov Oise Mishkov. A Mishkov will make another Mishkov, only a Mekabel Tumah. So it has a din. The Mishkov Azov has a din of an Av Tumah. It does not, it, because it's in this battle, so to speak, it's used. It's Shtelzich Tzu to the Gufa Tomei, so it has din of an Av Tumah. But it's only Mitama, another Mishkov. Let's just go back to one very wichtige Nekuda. In the beginning of the Mishnah, so we had the Lamala Mehen Boel Nido, and then the next Lamala Mehen was Mainois Zov V'Chaverov. The difference between a Boel Nido and the Mainois Hazov, so we explained one pshat, that Boel Nido is not Metameh B'Masa at all. Maybe has another Choymer, Mitzad, the Mishkov Takhtan Ke'elyon, over that which is Mavurim Mishnah Beis, but L'maisi is not Metameh B'Masa at all. So that's one pshat to be mazbe the maila of lamala mehem zevisho roik v'chule, is that there's tumas masa and the masa is kemago. According to other rishonim, that's the way the goin learns. I remember if we mentioned it by name. The other rishonim, the Rash, we did quote by name, holds that boil nida avadis metam b'masa, the maila of maino yisazov v'chaverov, is that is mitame kemoiso letame bigodov. So that's the maila. Lemaisa Reb Chaim has a whole cheshbin in Perches, mitame mishkev umoishov, where he stells on a very cryptic line over here in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, seems to say something else. The Rambam says that the maila of minor zov is that it's mitame b'maso, even if it's maso b'miktas, as opposed to a boil nida, where the maso has to be the entirety of the boil nida. That's the Rambam says that in one line. And the shaila is, well, where do we find that chilek? Mechite says it should be a chilek. The reason why the Rambam has to say it, that the Rambam doesn't hold of what we just said. Avadi holds that there is a tumas magal maso. And well, that can't be the chilek between the two. That's not the choymer of Mayon Azov. Also, the choymer of Mayon Azov can't be like the Rash, because he holds that Boel Nido also is metame letame begodim. So he has to say a new word. The chilek is whether it has to be a maso bekuloi or it's enough a maso bemiktas. Now, by Zov, it's Mufurish Mishnah Zov, and miktas tome ala tor tome. So miktas maso, the miktas of the dovet tome, the zal hator is tome with tomas maso. So why shouldn't that be true? If miktas kikuloi, why should that not be true legabe boel nida? So Reb Chaim has harichas and he says dvarim neflon v'amukim. We'll say it over b'ktzor mamish. He brings a halacha with the Rambam paskins that if a zov puts his hand into the avir of a kli cheres, he's not metame, even though the hand of a zov is tome. Why? He says clearly what the Rambam is saying, the rabbit asks. But the Rambam holds that in order to be, for a Zov to be Metame something, so it has to be the ganze Zov being Metame. Now, if a Zov touches somebody or somebody touches a Zov, that's not called you touching the Zov's pinky. That's called you touching the Zov. That's called Kuloi. But in Avir Klicheres, the Rambam holds that it's not pure touch. The Avir doesn't make as if he's touching the Kli. There's a tumor of coming into contact derech avir with that thing. Now, the derech avir is not touch. So derech avir with a zov has to be kol azov. Coming into contact with a part of the zov is not the zov. It's only by maga that's called touching the whole zov. But we're talking about avir kliches, that's called only coming into contact with the hand of the zov. The hand of the zov is not metame. The zov is metame, not the hand of the zov. That being in place, he says that the reason why maso b'miktas by mayona zov, what we just quoted the Mishnah Zovim, is metame even b'maso b'miktas, is because maso is not moving. If it would be carrying, moving, pushing, so then it would have to be pushing the entirety of the zov. However, since we learned in this Mishnah, there's a halacha, that there's another level of maso, which is a choymer in mayona zov, of Evan Mesame, that means that when the thing is sitting on top or underneath, it doesn't have to be that it's moving as a result of the pressure of of the Zov, or the Mishkav HaZov. It's just that it's on top. So obviously the Masa is a concept that's on top of or on bottom of, without it moving that thing itself. If it's just a vart of on top or on bottom, so the Miktsas being on top and the Miktsas being on bottom is also called being on top and being on bottom. When you talk about moving, moving would mean the entire, moving the entire, whatever is the Dava Hamatame. So, by Mayonis HaZov, that is a Tumas Masa of Evan Misame, it's not the regular Tumas Masa. Tumas Masa would mean moving the entirety. Evan Misame just means Elyon, Takta, Takta, and Elyon, so that would be enough, even if it's Miktsas. Mashenkin, Boil Nidu, which doesn't have the Tumah Evan Amisame, so they need Tumas Masa, and Echanami. It has to be Kuloi, Nisa, Ayideh. That's where the Rambam has the difference between Boil Nidu and Mayon Azov, and it's Geboit because of the Chilik of Evan Misame. Adkan Dvar. There's an Arichus Dvar, those that are Mephalpub with the Reb Chaim, but that's the Dvar, the Flom of Reb Chaim, Kishalatzma.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.